Before every game, get your Padres talk on with us. This is Padres Social Hour.
We're back on Padres Social Hour here in the AMR studio as the Padres are getting set on the heels of that 100th walk-off victory in Petco Park history to take the series today. And joining us now, a man who played a very pivotal role in that win last night, Brad Hand, 2 1/3 innings of relief yesterday. I mean, that was some real good work you did, keeping that game where it was, setting up that stage for the win. And you're a pretty brand new Padre. That must have been pretty cool for you guys last night.
Yeah, it was nice. Just trying to go out there and put up as many zeros as possible. I stretched out a little bit in spring training. So, just trying to go out there and keep the game going and give our team a chance to win.
This guy knows his timing, Mike. He walked in right before we came back from the break, sat right down on the couch, kind of like good timing in extra innings last night. I mean, that game was pretty crazy going to the 14th. And what's it like pitching in those pressure situations knowing that the next team that gives up a run is probably going to lose?
Yeah, I mean, you can't worry about much. You just got to go out there and try to pitch to my strengths and put up as many zeros as I can to give us a chance to extend the game.
That was a hot seat last night. That's why we're putting you on the Cholula hot seat right now, Brad. So your full line here, 2 1/3, only the one hit, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. But the hot seat you came into the situation was right at the very start. It was 2 runners on already when you entered. Obviously, you've done this before. This is what relievers do. You come into these kinds of situations, but knowing the struggles the offense has had and the struggles you guys have had winning, how much were you putting on your back in that situation to keep it close and try and get that first home W?
You know, I was just trying to make some quality pitches. They had a lefty. They pinch hit for the lefty. So I thought I was going in to face Lamb. Just trying to make quality pitches down in the zone to get out of that.
You know, a lot of people think ball players live glamorous lives. And, you know, there's fun. There's good travel and stuff. But I think fans sometimes don't understand. A week and a half ago, you're on waivers with the Miami Marlins. You have no idea what team might claim you, where you're going to be heading. You get a call from the San Diego Padres. What's that process like, just coming to a new team cold, having to adjust to a new manager, new coaches, new teammates, a new city? What's that like?
New coast. It wasn't even like you moved somewhere else in Florida. This is coast to coast here.
Yeah, I mean, I was just sitting at home. I was playing catch everything for the week. But I think it was more frustrating for my wife, and we have a 4-month-old. So just not knowing where we're going to be. And we had packed up the house thinking we were going to go to Miami. So we had everything ready to go. And we're just sitting there waiting for a phone call, finding out where we're going to go. But we're happy to be here and looking forward to it.
Now you've been thrown right to the deep end of the pool because Andy Green is not just yesterday, but all your appearances so far have been pretty high leverage situations in tight games. Did you expect that, having not done spring training with this group, coming in and giving that trust?
No, I mean, I didn't really know what my role was going to be. I've always kind of been the long man, swing man, starter. But towards the end of the year last year, I kind of got in the situational lefty kind of thing. So my first day when I met the team on the road, he said, you just got to be ready to go whenever. I hadn't pitched in over a week, and I got in that first game. So, I like pitching every day, so it's good to see.
You talked about Andy Green. Darren Balsley's been around a long time as a pitching coach. Got Doug Bockler out in the bullpen. When you arrive, do they, evaluate what they've seen in you and make any changes, or are you pretty much just doing the same thing that you had been doing before?
Just doing the same thing. I think they're kind of trying to still get a feel for me right now. I mean, they haven't seen me pitch at all. So, probably just see me pitch a few times, and then if they see a few things, we'll go from there.
Well, is it weird? I mean, I'm still getting over the fact that you just show up, in the middle of the season, and you have to all of a sudden be part of this team. Is it weird you don't have a spring training to get to know these guys? You just show up, suitcase, drop, and say, hey, nice to meet you. That's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, I've spent my whole career with Miami, so I've only been with one team. So it's definitely new going to a new team. But that's just part of baseball. You got to be ready to go wherever it may be.
Miami's a nice place, tourist destination, similar to San Diego. I like San Diego a little bit better. What's your first thoughts? I mean, you're probably hotel city, road trip, ballpark, hotel. You haven't got a chance to see much of it, but what are some of your first impressions of San Diego?
I mean, I loved coming here as a visiting team. I mean, it was one of my favorite trips to come. So now playing here all summer, it should be a good time. I mean, I moved to Florida from Minnesota in 2009, so I'm a Florida resident. So I like San Diego so far. The weather's beautiful, great ballpark here, and good fan base.
Like Miami, but without all that humidity.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's 70 degrees and perfect every day here.
I like that. Minnesota down to Miami, not to San Diego. Yep. I'm sure a lot of Minnesotans would like that kind of career trajectory. Back to the baseball and Andy Green. This is obviously a first-year manager, so all the guys here are learning his style and how to play for him. So especially you, not having been through spring training, what's it been like with his bullpen usage? People are looking a lot at how he's using maybe three guys in an inning or bringing in his closer without a lead in the eighth inning. From the bullpen side, what are you guys thinking of his managerial moves so far?
I mean, it's good. I mean, we're trying to win ball games, and he's playing matchups and playing to win. So he's not trying to give up any room to the other team. So we're just all got to be ready to go whenever that phone rings.
You might be annoyed we're painting you as a bullpen guy. You've started just as much as you've relieved in your big league career. Has that been addressed at all, the opportunity maybe to slip into the starting rotation if there's an injury or something happens over the course of the season?
No, not yet. They haven't said anything to me really. But, I've always bounced back and forth. I came up as a starter with Miami, and I've only ever started in the minor leagues. So the bullpen thing has kind of been new to me these past 2 years. But I feel last year, halfway through the year, I made some great strides.
You know, it kind of nice, though, in that this is a bullpen group that is kind of new with each other as well. You got a new closer in Fernando Rodney. There's a lot of new faces. It's not like all these guys have been around for 3-4 years altogether and you're just trying to fit in. It's kind of a new group already that everyone's trying to get used to each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what spring training's for. Yeah. You know, you get to know all the new guys. I mean, every year there's always a few new guys on the team. So it's just getting to know them and spending more time with them.
And you guys can all trade your tips and secrets for places to go eat or to hang out because you're all pretty new to the city. So
yeah,
I'm sure you guys
yeah.
can all get together with that. Anything left in the arm today if they need you?
I mean, I'm ready, yeah, if they need me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm guessing I'm probably going to be down today. I think I threw 50-some pitches. But, if we go 15 innings again today,
don't
I'm
even
ready
say
to
that, Brad. Come on, man. Don't do that to me. Thanks for stopping by, Brad. It was a big win last night, and see if you guys can capitalize today. We're hoping so. Should be a good one.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That was Brad Hand on the Cholula Hot Seat. Uncap real flavor with Cholula Hot Sauce, the hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap, and the official hot sauce of the San Diego Padres.